When you don't get what you want, do you always think of it as a bad thing? Or do you leave room that it might be a good thing someday? I'm Lori Short, and I should say right off the bat that I've had a cold this last week, so I may sound a little bit different. But today's 10-minute podcast is on how to grow our faith to the point that we don't bail on God when things are happening that we don't understand or we aren't getting something that we want. To be able to trust that we will understand it differently later and will know that God still loves us, even if it doesn't feel like that at the time. The psalm I want to look at today is the shortest psalm in the Bible, but it's one that my mentor showed me when I was going through a hard time. It's Psalm 131. And I actually talk about this psalm in 40 verses to ignite your faith. But I want to dig a little deeper into it because I think it can really help us in seasons when we're questioning if our faith is real. David is the one that writes this psalm, and he actually quotes a phrase from the book of Job that we talked about on last week's podcast. I talked about how Job never got a reason for all the suffering that he went through. But after he was able to observe all that God created and saw how big God was, it changed his perspective on his personal suffering. So David quotes Job when he says in Psalm 131, "I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me to know." And then he says this, "But I've stilled and quieted my soul. I am like a weaned child." So let's think about this phrase of a weaned child to describe our faith and why God may be growing us up in our faith so that when things don't happen the way we want, our faith is able to withstand confusing circumstances or difficulties or suffering. When a child is weaned, he's actually being withheld from something he wants by someone who loves him for the sake of his growth. And I think this is so helpful for us to think about with God. The child doesn't understand at the time why the mother is doing this. But if the mother didn't do it, she would not really be caring for the well-being of the child. And the child will understand that later. And I think David is saying something that we all really need to sustain our faith. And that is to be like a weaned child. Because there are a million things that we can look at in the world that make it seem like there is no God. Or if there is, that he isn't good or he doesn't care. There are so many people who give up on their faith when things appear confusing. Or they get more facts that seem to contradict what they believe. We've seen this in the news recently with Josh Harris, who I actually met a long time ago. He wrote the book I Kissed Dating Goodbye. And he was only 20 when he wrote that book, so young. And now that he's studied more and read more and thought more, he's not sure anymore about his faith. And you know what? He's not alone. There are so many others, including myself, who have been through this, where life isn't what you think. And so you say, well, I guess my faith in God isn't real. Sometimes your old faith has to die to make room for a new faith. If your faith has been in a simpler God, a God who shows us he's real by doing everything that we think he should do, it's bound to not last. Our faith can only last if we leave room for the mystery of God, to be able to say, I don't understand what's going on right now, but I am going to wait and see what happens. We don't ever see the full picture of all God is doing, so we need a faith that makes room for that. To say, I've seen enough to know that God is real, and that sustains me when it appears that God isn't real. I can wait. I can still and quiet my soul and come to God with my questions and wait. But how do we nurture this kind of faith? I think that's what David is getting at in this psalm. First of all, don't give up too soon and miss out on what time will bring. Acknowledge that you do not see the full picture of what is going on right now. And you know that by just looking back on your life. So many things you thought were one thing. Now when you look back on them, they were really something else altogether. So we don't have the full picture of what God is doing when we face a certain specific circumstance. It's just like a baby who feels like his mom is being mean when she withholds nursing to train the child to grow up. Wait it out and see what God shows you. It might be something that he is doing in you, or something that he's lining up in circumstances around you that you don't know right now, but you will. The other thing that is so helpful is to keep your eyes on the way God is working in the world. Stay connected in a church or a small group with other believers. Observe how God is at work, even when you're not completely sure if he exists. I can remember when I went to seminary that there were times that I'd sit in the library and I'd be reading so many conflicting things, and I would just look up and say, I don't even know if you're real anymore. I don't know if I believe in you. But during that time, I was also working in a church, and I couldn't deny the fact that God was at work in people around me. The way that he was changing people, the way that he was healing people and working through people when I'd see them serving others, I knew that there was something supernatural happening. And that was so helpful for me when I was thinking about God to see how God was working. And that's why it's so important to stay connected even when you're questioning. I was even in a conservative church and wasn't sure about all the restrictions of that church and some of the limitations that that church put on women and teaching, but I could not deny the way God was working in people. So I think that the important thing to remember is when you're questioning certain things, to stay connected. And last, what this psalm really teaches us is don't just settle for needing to have what you want right now. When you grasp at what you think you need too soon, you actually may create more problems for yourself. You may bring something into your life that you won't end up wanting at all. God is always invested in the long term, and you can't see that right now. This is your opportunity to trust and wait and see what happens, because you may change. Think about the things that you wanted in the past that now you look back and you're so grateful that you didn't get. We don't see all that God sees, and that's why it's so important to acknowledge, gosh, I don't see the future. I don't see what's happening inside of me. I don't see what's happening around me. I am going to trust you, and I'm going to wait this out. In my book, When Changing Nothing Changes Everything, I talk about some of the lenses that can help you see more of what God is up to in your life. And the reason I wrote this book is because I think sometimes we need help on how to look for God when we don't see him at all. Like this tragedy that just happened off the Santa Barbara coast with a freak fire on a diving boat, or a hurricane that just hit the Bahamas. In times like this, when suffering occurs, we have to wait to see how God emerges from the rubble and shows himself in what happens after the tragedy. We don't immediately see what God is doing. Otherwise, it wouldn't be faith. And God wants to develop this in us by stretching and growing us and not always answering us immediately or showing us what he's up to. That's how you grow your faith. And the byproduct of what happens inside of you when you learn to wait and trust is that you become different when you wait. And when you are different, what is coming to you will be received differently. And that may be what God is waiting for. So give it a chance the next time you are faced with something that's not happening the way you want. Wait and trust and pray. Still and quiet your soul. And see what God does. Thanks for tuning in.